Cuba is undergoing changes in the wake of new travel policies by the U.S. I am Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Tobin Porterfield, associate professor in the Department of E-Business and Technology Management at Towson University, explains how his students got to Cuba before the change.
On December 17, 2014, U.S. President Barack Obama and Cuban President Raul Castro announced they would begin normalizing relations between our two countries. Thawing a cold relationship that stretches back 55 years will be no small task. Seth Gitter, an economics faculty member, and I wanted our students to experience Cuba before the change. Famous for music, rum, and cigars, the tropical island nation is a country of contrasts. It's a country of people who champion their healthcare, social security, and education systems while enduring a collapsing infrastructure and food shortages. Our students were blown away by the strong government support of visual and performing arts. Music is in the streets and in the clubs, but the clubs aren't frequented by college-age Cubans. The government-controlled salaries of $18 to $20 a month don't allow for excesses of $2 mojitos and dollar beers, not to mention the cover charge just to get in the door. The clientele of the clubs are primarily diplomats' kids, American college students, and European visitors. Tourism-related businesses are already seeing the benefits of restored relations between our countries. The Cuban government is experimenting with entrepreneurism in the restaurant and food production segments of the economy. Heavily taxed and closely controlled, small independent restaurants called paladares are providing dining options apart from the traditional state-run restaurants. Food-growing cooperatives, which allow the workers to actually own and run the business, are providing efficient sources of local produce with an extra dose of encouragement to take their futures into their own hands. These are first steps in righting the Cuban economy. The importing of hard currency can be used to update Cuba's infrastructure. American companies are positioning themselves to manage freight transportation, telecom services, tourism, and distribution of the coveted Cuban cigars and rum. Exporting to Cuba provides a greater challenge. While the demand is great, the realities of the limited disposable income of most Cubans to spend on pricey American products will keep the big box retailers offshore, at least for now.
That was Tobin Porterfield of Towson University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.